Welcome back to our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's now time for tonight's Unified Bank Profile, and we get a chance to speak with one of our newest members of the Nailers. It's Gino Estevez. And Gino, what was the preseason like for you? You started in Wichita and then found out that you were joining the Nailers, and ultimately got a chance to make your debut with the Wheeling over the weekend.
I got traded over the summer to Wichita from Cincinnati, and then I played one preseason game, was in Wichita for about a week and a bit, and then got the call into the coach's office, and he told me I was coming to Wheeling, and we are where we are, and I like the play so far. Guys are good, we're having fun, and I'm excited to go against Cincinnati this weekend.
What was it like to process the different information? Like, Wichita is trying to teach you their systems over the couple of weeks that you were there. Now you've got to completely forget this and learn the way that Wheeling plays.
Luckily, I wasn't there too long, so there wasn't too much stuff in my head yet. But Army keeps things pretty simple here, and as long as you play hard, play the right way, things usually work out for you. So that's kind of what I'm focused on now, and everything kind of will fall into place from there, I think.
What was it like playing against the Nailers last year with the Cyclones? It seemed like every time those two teams played against each other, things went off the rails pretty quickly. What was it like from that side of things?
Those games were always, you had to make sure that you're ready to go into those games, for sure. There was always chippy, there was always some line brawl or fight or something after the whistle. So you never came out of those games unscathed or unbruised, but they were fun. Those games are fun to play, you know?
What's it going to be like this year being on the other side of that rivalry? And both teams have quite a few returning faces, so getting a chance pretty much right away here to get a chance to see guys that you know very well and became good friends with last season.
Yeah, I definitely bonded a lot with a lot of guys on the team. But as Army says, there's no friends when you step on the ice. So, I might talk to them after the game or before the game, but during the game, there's no friends. I'm a Nailer. They're Cyclones, so that's where I draw the line.
Is there going to be any chirping that takes place, either during the warm-ups or face-offs? Are you one of those guys who just kind of leaves it to everybody else to worry about that?
No, there'll definitely be some chirping, I'm sure, both ways. I'm sure they have some words for me, and I'll have some words for them as well.
For somebody who's now in his second year pro, how much easier is it this time around than your first year, now that you've gotten your feet wet, you've experienced what the pro lifestyle is? How much better does that make things for this year for you?
Oh, a lot. The preseason jitters are definitely not the same as they were last year. And just being prepared for every game and knowing what kind of grind it is for a long season. Last year, the kind of 72 games kind of took a toll on me. So I think this year I have a better idea what to expect and how to prepare my body. So I'm going all year.
For the fans in Wheeling who maybe didn't get a chance to specifically focus on you as an opposing player, what do you pride yourself on? What types of things do you feel that you really bring to the team on a night-to-night basis?
I pride myself on being a 200-foot player, so I can play on both ends of the ice, keep pucks out of our end and put pucks in their net. I like to PK and chip in offensively when I can, but I just want to be a guy they can rely on to keep the puck out of our net and shut down their first line, and obviously chip in offensively too, because who doesn't love scoring goals?
Do you have any personal goals for yourself this season? Do you have anything that you really want to set out to accomplish?
I want to make the playoffs again and go a little bit deeper. We got eliminated in the first round last year, so I'd like to see the Nailers go a little deeper, and because that playoffs are the most fun. We went to Game 7 last year, and it's a little bit bitter coming back this year. But other than that, I just want to get better than it was last year, get better every day, and just enjoy playing hockey for a living. What else can you say, right?
What was it like to play in that Game 7 for you guys? Obviously, unfortunately for you, you didn't have the same result as Wheeling had in its Game 7, but what was it like to get that first taste of a really intense playoff series in your mouth?
It was exciting. I didn't really get to play much playoff hockey in college, unfortunately. We never really made it that far, so it was cool. I obviously learned a lot. There's a couple older guys on the team, so I learned a lot from them, and unfortunately, obviously, we weren't on the right side, but again, coming to this year, I'm an older guy. I have experience, so I'll take whatever I learned and bring that and hopefully share with the younger guys on this team.
How about your knowledge of the Central Division, the fact that you get to be right back in this division, so you know the cities that you're going to, you know the styles that the teams play? Do you feel like that is a little bit easier to go into year two as well, knowing the types of teams you're going to be playing against?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a deep division. There's going to be a lot of heavy battle games. I know Cincinnati's going to be a tough team to play. Toledo obviously was. Every team's good, so there's not going to be any cakewalks, but the travel's pretty easy for the most part compared to other divisions, so I like staying in the Central.
What do you like to do in your spare time? What'd you do this summer for fun?
A lot of golf. I got into golf over the years, and I try to do that as much as I can. Other than that, just hanging out with the guys, and especially these guys now, and getting to know them all I can, and hopefully that transfers onto the ice.
Well, there's definitely some great courses around here. You'll have to check out Ogilvy. Gino, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. It's great to have you here in Wheeling, and make sure to do something special against your former team out there tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having it.
Gino Estevez, our Unified Bank Profile, here during our Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. Coming back with more after this on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.